my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening on this Wednesday today. No, it's Thursday today. It is Thursday. How did I miss that day? It is Thursday today. We're looking forward to a great day together. We're in Genesis chapter 9 today. We've been looking at this story of Noah, how that God said, come into the ark, and God remembered him. And now chapter 9, and oh, we're in a very exciting passage today. And I'm not going thoroughly through anything in the text. Just I get a word just generally and focus on that. But today, Genesis chapter 9, I'll have a new life. There's a good song, boys, you sing.
Resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Sown in
weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home,
glory, glory,
where the redeemed
are never sad.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness
in
of my Savior,
likeness,
ready to live in
I'll
glory.
Be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Graves all
bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
And I'll have a new home,
glory, glory,
where the redeemed are
never sad.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness
in
of my Savior,
likeness,
ready to live in
I'll
glory.
Be glad.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
And I'll have a new home,
glory, glory,
where the redeemed
never sad.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live,
I'll be glad.
Praise God for that new life we have in Jesus Christ. I hope you're living for Him. You're either living for Christ or you're living for yourself. And I know the very fact that you're listening to this broadcast means that you're probably trying to live for Christ. But I pray that you recognize that He is the answer in your life. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. Well, Genesis chapter 9, we're going to get the Calvary trio in here. He is here and on holy ground. I think you're going to enjoy it. Go ahead, boys, you sing for us right now. Thank God for these men that love God and sing for us.
He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy. I will bless His name again. He is here, listen closely, hear Him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch Him, you will never be the same.
I sense an awesome moving of the Holy Spirit. I see His countenance resting on your face. His name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be the same.
I search for peace among the shadows, dark and lonely.
Genesis chapter 9 is a powerful text. The Bible says, and God blessed Noah. I want the blessing of God in my life, don't you? I want God to be able to look down as He passes through this world of ours, and as He comes over Santa Clara, California. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 16:9, are upon all of mankind, and He's going to show Himself powerful to those that fear Him. I hope that when God passes through Santa Clara, He says, oh, there's a man right there. That old Jack Treeper, he loves me. He loves me. He's serving me. I don't feel like I measure up. I tell you, I'm like all of us. I feel like, oh, wretched man that I am. I think of that old preacher who was dying, and he said, and he served God so faithfully, so well known. I forget his name now, but it was such a well known preacher. And he said, I'm getting close now. And he said, I want to not go enter into the main gate. I want to just crawl in some back door in heaven unnoticed. I've done so little for God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 9, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, that He may show Himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward Him. I pray that God would pass over and say, God, there's a boy that's perfect before me. There's a boy, and I'm not. Perfect meaning complete. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I hope God can bless me. I hope I can meet the conditions of God that God said he blessed Noah. Noah met all the conditions. He obeyed God and built for 120 years that ark. And then he brought all of his family, and he brought in the twos and the clean animals by sevens. He brought them all into the ark. God shut the door. And that water raised that boat, and people tried again. It was too late. They drowned. And then that boat rested on that mountain, and there he did. He built an altar to God, and the first thing he did was to worship God. And child of God, that's you and me today. Are you living a life that's so pleasing to God that God could bless your life? That God could shower down his blessings on your life? God's word said, he said, verse 13, a bow in the clouds, a token of covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring the cloud over the earth. And he goes, I'll look upon it that I may remember the everlasting covenant. I'll not destroy all flesh again with the flood. And Moses began to be a husband. I mean, he began to work. And God put his stamp of approval on Noah's life. And God blessed Noah's life. I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge me today. I want to challenge both of us today. Let us all, pray for Jack Treber especially, that all of us would live our lives today to please him, that in all things he might have the preeminence, that he would be number one in my thought life, in my words, in the things I hear, the things I say, the things my hands do, the things my feet go where they take me, that God would have preeminence in my life today so that, why? God could bless me. Why? That I could bring down his blessing upon my life, that others may know and be blessed. Well, here it's Thursday already, tomorrow, Friday, then Saturday and Sunday. I'm telling you, this time is running fast, and I trust that each of you are living for God. Going to seek to please him today. Want to have a word of prayer with you? I certainly thank God for you. Give me an email, will you, today? Revival Time, all one word, REVIVALTIME at NVBC, North Valley Baptist Church.org. Father, bless our great listeners today. Give us a day which we glorify your name and exalt your name is my prayer. For we ask this in that lovely name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. I praise God for you, friend. Let's live for him today. Let's keep on the winning side and live in victory in the Lord Jesus. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.